Okay, so everybody knows I like to jump on the bandwagon and do shit that everybody else is doing. And I saw another reaction video. This one's called Two Girls, One Finger. I didn't do really well with the Two Girls, One Cup. But I saw a couple, so I'm going to do this. And I am so scared right now. It's loading.
August 7th, 2008, coming up on the program today, who's the naked man in the window banging a claw hammer? Plus, did you hear the one about the woman on a donkey fighting a lion with a machete? And 400 cows fucked in the ass. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. I have a great show for you today. I have broken another cell phone. I'm up to like 8 cell phones this year alone. It's gotten to the point now where I have to buy them on eBay used because I will lose them or somehow break them and it's not worth buying them new. It's like, you know, flushing money down the drain. Now, what I would really love is an iPhone. However, and you know, the price isn't that bad. $200 for a cell phone is not unheard of. And I'd be willing to pay for that. However, AT&T has some ridiculous fees associated with it if you have shitty credit. You have to pay like $500 in deposit fees or something. So I'm not paying $700 for a phone. If anyone works for AT&T and get past that pesky system for me, email me. I'd love to work with you. But because my mind is such a piece of shit...
My mind is just a piece of shit this morning. You're disturbing my what's left of my brain. Yeah, but my mind is such shit. Like, God, I can't fucking make my mind work.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but because I always forget my cell phone or lose it or whatever, I'm now purchasing larger and larger mobile phones. The bigger and the heavier they are, the more I'm able to recognize, yes, it is, it is in my pants. Am I retarded for thinking like this? So now I have this old, I got this one on eBay and it just broke. The Trio, it was like a 650 or 700. Fucking thing is fat, thick, and heavy. And now the microphone doesn't work. I really want to get one of those Motorola brick phones, you know, like the Zach Morris style. Have them on eBay. I don't know if you can activate them at Verizon, though. And so, once again, I am cell phoneless. So, there you go. I'm sure a lot of you people care about my mobile phone woes. Got a couple pieces of audio before we get into the news. We may have played this a long, long time ago on the show, but people have been emailing it to me again, so I thought we'd go ahead and play it. It's a slow audio day, I guess. This is a news story about a woman who is accused of throwing acid on black people. She's a crazy white woman, and she says she doesn't do it, although there's acid all over her yard, along with racist statements and shit. All right, let's take a listen.
No, I did not throw anything.
Wednesday afternoon, Brenda Hughes received a visit from Savannah Chatham police.
I was snatched back, my hands were cuffed, and you're under arrest. I said, for what? What have I done?
Brenda called police Wednesday when she claimed her neighbor, Kirk Patterson, made threats against her.
He's hollering, screaming, and acting like the wild man that I've... I mean, just pure like a rabid dog or something. I'm going to kill you, you I'm not going to say what he said.
A second call came in from Patterson claiming Brenda threw a white powdery substance on him and his son. It was a PIC roach killer made from boric acid.
The police said they saw white powder on them.
He must have took it up off the ground because I don't know how he got it on him. Because I was in my house and my son said they were down here doing
something.
You
didn't throw it on
them? No, I did not. As God is my witness, may he strike me dead. No.
The police report says Brenda made several racist remarks. The Pattersons are African American.
No, I did not.
Explain this right here.
But outside her home, which is decorated with colorful ornaments and language, her trash bag had the words black male scrawled across it. The police say Brenda stated she used the acid to kill...
Maybe she was just throwing away some black males in her garbage.
...roaches and trash as she pointed to her neighbor's home.
Oh, this says trash and then it has black male on there. Okay.
It's shrub.
No.
Yeah, now she's dumping out all her trash. I love this news story because as we go on, she gets progressively more insane. Like, now she's dumping out trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
Okay, thank you.
But Brenda wasn't done proving points as she showed us the boric acid on the lawn.
This is supposedly what got him.
Oh, no, oh my God, no.
Yeah, she has taken the acid and is eating it. She's eating the powder acid.
Did you just put that in your mouth?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I want to make a point.
A point of what?
That he's a liar.
That you're retarded.
But you shouldn't be ingesting that.
Why not? It's not going to do anything but make me sick.
I think the label says it can make you sick.
Well, let's see.
It's acidic roach killer. It can't be good for you.
Then we move to an acid-covered windowsill.
So that's... No.
She's rubbing it all over her face and in her hair.
Why are you doing...
I want to do it. Just, you know, make sure that...
Why are you doing that?
Because I want to prove a point.
Okay, but that's not healthy.
It doesn't bother me. It says environmental safe on the label.
Okay,
Brenda blames everything on her neighbors, who she says continue to torment her. I tried contacting the Pattersons, but they were not home. Brenda has a message for them.
I don't care. Just leave me alone. This is my home.
Right.
Now, Brenda has been charged with two counts of battery of a high and aggravated nature because police say this is a hate crime which caused physical harm. She also faces one count of disorderly conduct for her violent and tumultuous manner. Police say the father and son were treated and released from Memorial Health, but Brenda says she is not going to move. So now we got to have to kind of monitor the situation. She's called police several times in the past, so they're familiar with this situation.
A volatile neighbor situation, but we want to remind people not to do that.
Don't put that stuff on your skin, in your mouth, anything.
The news reporter is laughing. Only an idiot would do that. There you go. Couple more pieces of audio before we get into the news. You've heard of fisting, but have you heard of cage fisting? It's extreme fisting! Get ready for a pussy cage match! One pussy, one fist! How will it end? How will it end? Obviously, this audio comes from a Japanese video. They're in a cage, and a guy is going to literally fist the shit out of her. This poor Japanese girl, I don't know if she thought she was on a Japanese game show or something, but who knows? It could be a Japanese game show. Those fuckers are crazy over there. I will say this, though. If it is a game show, I think she lost. So they're in a cage, and he just fists her in all sorts of positions and really just throws her around. He has her upside down, fisting her, right side up, diagonal. On her knees, on her hands, it's a mess. Let's take a listen to this fisting audio. He's fisting, like he's pushing down, like she's on her hands, pressed up against a wall or something, and her legs are spread apart in the air, and he's just jamming his fist down in her. He's plunging her pussy. You can hear like the air escaping from her pussy. She's queefing as he's fisting her. All right, enough of that foolishness. I've got one more piece of audio for you. It's another ball-punching video. I don't know what's up with that. We've got a lot of those recently. It's becoming a very popular fetish. What's great about this one is the guy has those low-hanging balls, right? They hang real low. So it's very easy for the woman to use his balls like a punching bag. Broom, 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 broom. She's like a boxer training. So here we go. Here's the ball-punching video. I apologize, the audio is not very clear. Clear enough, I guess. All right. You get the idea. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yesterday, we posted a video cast, the rare Night Owls episode one. Today, we've got an extended podcast for you. If you're not a member, sign up now. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View episodes, plus all of the extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts that we do. SuperFreakSideshow.com, again, is the address. Thank you to everyone who has signed up. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for supporting the program. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. We've talked many times on the show about dog fuckers, donkey fuckers, chicken fuckers, what have you. This story's a little bit different, though. It wasn't just one chicken or cow or dog. No, no. It was 400 cows! A twisted oddball with the insatiable animal fetish was arrested after allegedly having sex with 400 cows. The story comes from England. The 53-year-old cleaner told police he did not fancy women, and only cows and horses got him randy.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. He penetrates me, and it's...
painful?
It's pleasurable, but it's not real intense. It's like
How can you say having a horse fuck you in the ass is not intense? I can't think of anything that's more intense than having a horse plow you. Freaks. I hope the dude in this news story did the fucking and was not the fucky, otherwise his ass will be wrecked. Alright, this guy said he chose the more tranquil animals before engaging in sex acts with them, but police say it's even more bizarre. They accuse him of torturing the animals, sometimes ripping out their eyes before having sex with them, and then killing them. Well, that's humane, putting them out of their misery. After you rip the eyeballs out of them, you might as well kill them. Among the clues he left behind were the eyeballs, probably. No, were empty packages of the same cookies. What? The story just keeps getting more bizarre. Police found another packet on him when they arrested him. This guy, who's from Brazil, told reporters he can't have sex with women since sexual abuse as a teenager. I tried once but couldn't do it. I only feel like it if it's a cow or a horse. He added, I need to stop doing this rubbish. I want treatment. The police, who is on the case, said we estimate he killed around 400 cows in the last 4 years. So that's basically 100 cows he fucked a year. At first we thought it was part of some black magic ritual, as neither the meat nor the skin were taken away. This guy could get up to 5 years in jail for material damages against local farmers. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A Fort Wayne, Indiana man was arrested on Monday. Oh, what now? We went first horse fuckers. Where could we possibly go next? He was charged with felony public indecency after police saw him standing naked in the window of his home. All right. That's not too bad. At around 10... that's normal for us here at Distorted View. At around 10:30 p.m. Monday evening, a Fort Wayne officer was driving in the 4500 block of South Hannah Street when he noticed a naked man standing in front of a large picture window of his home with his genital region clearly visible to those on the street. According to the officer, the blinds were not pulled shut and the front door was wide open, giving a clear view inside the home. Together with another responding officer, the two walked up to the home and found the naked man, then on the couch, conducting a lewd act with a claw hammer, a plastic bag, and motor oil. Now we've got a Distorted View story! Alright, let's think about this for a second. He's got a claw hammer, a plastic bag, and motor oil. Here's what I think he's doing. He's fucking himself in the ass with the claw hammer. He poured the motor oil in the plastic bag, right? And he's fucking the plastic bag filled with motor oil as lube, right? And if he was on the couch, he probably placed the motor oil-filled plastic bag in between the cushions so he could really, fuck that plastic bag. And the cushions would push on his cock, I guess, for a more realistic feeling. A nice snug fit, if you will. Yes, the man, Ronald Miller, did not acknowledge the officer's presence until they addressed him, and still, he didn't say anything. Officers arrested Miller for felony public indecency, at which time Miller asked the officer for another chance. Please, one more chance, I want to do this right. First of all, this guy is in his house, so it really wasn't public indecency. I mean, the cops were, like, looking in and everything, so I don't know. Mr. Miller had a pre... No. That's Mrs. Miller. Okay. Finishing up with the story, Mr. Miller had a previous conviction for an unrelated public nudity incident. A neighbor watching the scene, who wished to remain confidential, told police she had seen Miller walk around naked in his home with the front window and door open on several occasions. She said, he does it 24-24. He's not right. Isn't the expression 24-7? This guy is nude 24 hours a day, 24 days a week! Stupid neighbor. The neighbor also told police she doesn't appreciate that he walks around naked for all to see in her neighborhood. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Acapulco, Mexico. Time for a little Acapulco heat. A Mexican woman said she fought a 500-pound lion, liar, with a machete near the resort. Okay, first of all, why was this woman on a donkey holding a machete in the first place? And it just so happens a lion came roaring by. It's all a little too convenient, if you ask me. A 35-year-old woman says she found the courage to fight the lion because she thought it would attack her niece. She hit the animal with a machete until the beast ran away. Her and her niece were unharmed. The state government said in a statement that the lion had escaped from a private zoo owned by a former local congressman. What the fuck is going on in Mexico? No wonder all the brown people flee to America. Complete anarchy over there. Their congressmen have lions as pets or something? Citizens have to travel by donkey and wield machetes in the off chance they might have to defend themselves against escaped zoo animals? Sounds like a fun place to visit. The animal killed two dogs and ate a pig before it was sedated and taken back to the zoo. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Hello, Tim. This is Sean from Milwaukee. Just a real quick request. I haven't heard this small soundbite in a while. The Manimal soundbite.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Manimal.
All right.
Great to hear that again.
Play that at the end of the show
for a while.
For you.
So that'd be great if you could throw it on the show once.
Manimal.
Have a great day. Jagoo and Bacaw.
Bacaw.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt from Amesbury, Massachusetts, checking in. Just want to say everyone's, like, requesting their favorite Sextastic Tuesday. I'd have to say mine is the maggot in the vagina from way back, like, 3 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, Corey's new song, I Fisted a Girl, fucking amazing.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, Corey, that was a great song. Corey does some amazing work. Yeah, we replayed the maggot in the vagina story a while ago. I think it might be a little too soon to play it again. I think next week we're going to have a new episode anyways of Sextastic Tuesday. So,
hey, Tim, I hear it's your birthday today, so here goes. Happy birthday, fuck you. Happy birthday, fuck you.
Well, that is not
happy
nice.
Happy birthday, you damn homo, and nobody likes you.
Oh.
Jagoo, asshole. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hello, Tim.
By the way, I finally got to August 1st in the voicemail here.
Hello, Tim. I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You'll probably
see
this on the
2nd.
August 2nd show or sometime later. I just wanted to say that I hope your birthday was fun. I hope you did something that you thoroughly enjoyed, like got drunk or got fisted or...
I don't know.
Something that you... thoroughly enjoyed, but yeah, just wanted to say hope your birthday was awesome. And
thank you, it was.
Keep up the awesome work on Distorted View. This is a teacher from Illinois.
Thank you. Oh my god, I completely forgot. I gotta say thanks to Rob from Cleveland. I just checked my P.O. box and got a birthday gift from him. It's a PS3 game. I think it's called The Darkness. I don't have it in front of me, but it looks really cool. So thank you very much, Rob from Cleveland. The nice birthday present for me. Hello?
You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Tim. Jagoo to you.
Jagoo. All right, a couple more here. Hello?
Happy birthday, Tim. This is Roy Keller War. I just wanted to send you my best and give you my Marilyn Monroe.
Wait a second. Hold on here. I have to tell you guys what is going on here. Corey sent out, I don't know if it was a mass email, but he sent out an email to a bunch of people, including Joe Hedges, CB Walker, and apparently this dude that we featured a couple times on Distorted View, Roy, what the hell's his name? Roy Killer War? He's the gay guy who's always on YouTube, who's always playing like loud techno music in the background. You can't hear a goddamn thing he's saying, but he talks about taking great quantities of drugs and eating ass and just all the guys that pay him for sex and stuff. And we've played him several times on the show, but apparently Corey has been sending out an email saying, you know, it's Tim's birthday, leave a voicemail for him. So that's where this is coming from. Let's listen to Roy's message here.
Happy birthday, Tim. This is Roy Killer War. I just wanted to send you my best.
Aww.
And give you my Marilyn Monroe.
Jeff, you don't get AIDS, pervert.
That is uncalled for. But really, you should be careful. All right, I'm not going to talk anymore. Well, let's hear what he has to say here.
I wanted to send you my best and give you my Marilyn Monroe on Xanax cocaine with cock breath. And, God, what else did I do last night? Anyway, happy birthday to you. Come on over and screw me. Oh, God, I love it. Yeah, happy birthday, baby, from Roy Killer War. Bye.
Mwah. Fucking train wreck. Okay. Wow, the birthday wishes... keep on coming.
Hey, Tim. This is Eric from Pittsburgh. Hey, I just want to let you know that Anal Thursday is too cool of a thing for you to ever let go and forget about.
Oh, okay.
And the best thing, of course, being the promos for Anal Thursday. So if you would...
Da, 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 it's Anal Thursday! Well, we did some fisting videos, didn't we? We did the cage fisting. So yeah, we did Anal Thursday today. Da, 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 it's Anal Thursday! Da, 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 it's Anal Thursday! Boopy boop, it's Anal Thursday. Ow! Alright, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God!
One night only. Pussy versus fist. Locked together, surrounded by metal. Pussy cage match. Only on pay-per-view.
Vote for us on Podcast Alley, subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com. Don't forget about the Blogger Choice Awards. We're up for Best Podcast, Freakiest Blogger, Best Daddy Blogger, Best Parenting Blog, I think. Vote for us there. We'll see you back tomorrow. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Bye, everybody!
Jonathan Chase, master of the secrets that divide man from animal. Animal from man. Manimal.